Welcome, everyone.
Let me just make sure. Am I in the frame, more or less? I'm in my wagon. Some of you recognize it. Can you hear me okay? Oui? So nice to see you again. Is there anybody new? Maybe Annette, are you new? Yeah, welcome. I don't think anybody else is new. Anybody else new? Oh, okay, Darius. Oh, and Nina. Okay, I thought I recognized you. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. Okay. Well, for newcomers, the format is that we share a meditation, and then there's a little bit of a little tiny pause, and then we have a little time for conversation. That's the format. And if you, the recommendation is to be comfortable. And the other recommendation is to feel you've joined a nice space, friendly and welcoming. Hello, hello, Georgia. Georgia, are you new?
I
Say yes.
am.
Okay, welcome. Okay. So, welcome again. It's nice to be back. So needed, right? Together. World is completely crazy. What is to become of us? Right? We don't know. But we're together, so when you're ready and you're comfortable enough, you can close your eyes if that's comfortable. And don't do anything. Feel you've gathered. Feel that in our gathering, we've created a space that holds us and contains us, and we have. It's not just something you have to imagine. It's real. We have come together, each one of us. And we all have a body, and we can feel our body sitting on a chair or on a cushion. And we can know that each one of us is feeling their body and feeling the earth under their body and space around and hearing the sound of my voice. And we're all humans, sensitive creatures. And we all have whatever preoccupation, suffering, worry, whatever you might call what burdens you. We, each one of us, for sure, bring that with us here. And in fact, we can put it down if we can, by our side or on the altar or maybe not. And we don't have to do anything now, having come together here. Nor am I going to propose for us to do anything. There's already plenty happening in your thoughts, in your sensations, in your feelings, emotions, your heartbeat, your breath. The pulsation of the earth. Life is happening moment by moment. And when we gather like this, maybe it's a relief. We can stop doing, stop producing, stop agendas. We can't really stop the thinking, but we can stop acting on the thinking. And perhaps we can say yes to what is moment by moment. Just that. There's so much to say yes to. The totality of what is experienced. It's just this unconditional yes, moment by moment. But even that is not a doing, is it? It's I'm not sure what it is. An attitude of the heart, an open palm, an undefended body. But that's not really it, is it? Because the real unconditional yes, is ever present. And doesn't impose that we should say or feel or think a yes. We can do whatever we like. We can feel contracted, we can feel no. We can feel open, we can feel yes. In fact, we do all of that constantly. It's fluctuating. And so somewhere that is not a place, and somehow that is ever mysterious. There's this yes. Yes to what is. Yes to the no, yes to the yes. Yes to the tension. Yes to the relaxation. Yes to the stillness, yes to the movement, and everything in between. It's all good. Yes to the fear, yes to the chaos. The thing is that, for example, if there's fear and the fear feels the unconditional yes, that it's surrounded with, something happens. There's an alchemy. The yes, which is love, touches the fear. The fear somehow loses its label. And so it goes. But it may take some time. And then fear may come back or whatever. Resistance. Confusion. All these states of mind. Which are also states of body. There isn't really a demarcation. All these states of body mind, when they are touched by this invisible yes. Yes. Well, we know it. We know love. We know. Because we do it. We do it to each other, to our children, to our pets, to our own inner suffering. The invisible yes is very, very close. It's we know it well. We came out of it. And so give yourself permission in our gatherings to really feel, taste what's here, not to worry about what it's going to become or if it's spiritual or not, Or if it looks like a yes, no worries. Just letting yourselves be free, the body, especially the body. Your eyes are closed and you're not busy evaluating or labeling what is being experienced with your tactile sense. You're not looking for anything. You're just feeling in a very light way, even if what is felt is not light. Even if there's a heavy heart or a pain in the body. Tension in the mind. Perhaps it can be tasted lightly. With a kind of benevolent ease. Oh, yes, I know you. You are part of me. I can taste you. I know there's plenty of space. That's the sort of attitude of the heart. Oh, yes, tension in the face, in the shoulders. Of course, I can taste you. You can. Just ripple in me. Hello. You can make your music in me. See where you go with this. Hello. Hello is a good word for approaching suffering in our bodies, in our hearts, in our minds. Hello. Can I feel you? Can you touch me? I want to know you. I don't want to file you away in the suffering cabinet. I don't want to conceptualize you or spiritualize you. I want to know you. You say, we say to our, to whatever comes forward to be known. To be gathered back into the community of creation that is life or experience. That is the body. Hello, body. Hello, tactility. Hello, taste of my mouth. Tingling of my fingers and my palms. Touch of the air on my skin. Hello, it's so rich. So diverse. And yet, everything seems so connected with everything else. Hello, sound of Ellen's voice. As if everything was made out of the same fabric, and it is. The same subtle weave. So that the words, the sound of my voice and the silence that it dissolves in is made of the same weave. And the sensation that arises and that morphs and fluctuates and transforms into another sensation. And is permeated by breath and touched by the sound, all of it made of the same weave. And I know I'm talking, and your bodies are perhaps thinking they need to be still, but no, they don't. Letting the movement arise if it arises, eyes closed. If the movement wants to ebb and flow and ripple, you allowing it. Mind just naturally moves, and then sometimes enjoys dissolving back into stillness. And it doesn't make any difference to the weave, to the fabric. And if your body is moving or if it isn't moving, also feel the place where it connects with the earth, with the ground, where your thighs and your pelvis, your perineum, your hips connect with the earth. Hello. Feel that, I don't know, we have so many ways that we keep ourselves from feeling this raw meeting. This place of rooting that every living being and creature and tree and plant knows somehow. I mean, I don't know how a plant knows, but I really don't know any of this. But this place, it seems to be very, 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 very. Maybe feeling that the weight of your pelvis can lean, can sort of rest on the earth, and the earth can support the base of your body. Truly. And you can let the energy of your base, of your sexual area, of your of that area that's so alive, just really to feel the energy there can, I don't know what it does, spread into the earth and come to life, and the energy of the earth. Maybe you can feel her. Maybe not. Don't worry. But just know it's alive and kicking. For sure. Hello, says your perineum, kissing the root of itself. And maybe feeling your legs are really melting a bit and your arms dropping from your shoulders somehow. They also are drawn down. Down, because it seems to be the way when the body is resting. But then there's also an up movement, isn't there? Your head and your spine, just like the trunk of a tree and like a flame, like a the stem of a flower, your spine, your head. Naturally rising up, but not rigidly. So you have to wait and see if it can come to life effortlessly, not manufacture it. Hello, body. And of course, we can't. We feel to begin with a lot of tension, a lot of pain. A lot of layers of effort and doing and feeling separate from the earth and from the air and from the sky and from the totality. It's okay. Just feeling that, the suffering. It's alive and natural. Maybe just move your head a tiny bit, like little circles with your neck. Very, very, very small, so that you don't begin to want to achieve something. Just a very, very gentle circling of the neck and the head. And forget that you have a head or a neck or that you even know what it looks like. Just feel the sensation. The sensation arising in a quality of spaciousness. Very sensual, very tactile, yes. And then let your head sort of float back to stillness. Don't do it, let it happen. Let your head choose where it would like to rest on top of your spine. So perhaps don't live inside the head, but rather let the head and the shoulders and the spine live in you, and you then are this spaciousness. Just see what happens. I don't live inside the body, say. The body lives inside me for this meditation. What a relief. That means that the body can live in something very open. The body doesn't have to be the envelope for me. Now feel your head again and just let your head just expand and Sensations of your face can just do whatever they like. And again, now little circles, maybe the other way with your head and your neck. Don't do it. Taste it. Small, smooth. It's like a ripple of, I don't know what, something very, very subtle, like a cloud. A ripple of cloud in the sky. Yes, and again, without doing it, let the head sort of dissolve. Hi, and let your breath help. See what whenever the body wants to do something, let it. Like in this moment, my body's doing a tiny little shaking. And then it stops. I don't live in the body. This body is flowering in me, talking. It's talk in me, maybe also complaining in me. Let's see what the shoulders are like. Now, so just let your forearms rise off your lap. And your hands are completely relaxed, so your fingers are sort of dripping down. And your upper arms are making contact with your torso. And now drop your shoulders. Really, like, feel your shoulders dropping down through your upper arms into your elbow. Make sure your spine is a little bit upright. Maybe the top of your head licking the ceiling. Just the best you can without forcing any of this. And now very slowly feel that your elbows are pushing your shoulders towards your ears. So there's nothing happening in the shoulders. They're being lifted like clouds effortlessly towards your ears. Don't do it. Breathing. Yes. Let the shoulders cover up there. And can you empty your hips? Can you empty your belly? Can you empty your heart? And can you say hello, everybody? Yes, and now very slowly from the elbows, little strings attached to the elbows, pulling the elbows down slowly. It's coming down, down. It's releasing a lot of little tensions. Hello, hello, hello. Down, down. Stay with it. Stay with it. Say yes, building our resilience to be in this open, tactile space. Yes, and now you can let your hands completely relax in your lap or wherever. And collapse your spine, just round your spine. Ugh. Let it go. Feel that maybe a big beach ball behind your back, and you're sort of leaning into this big beach ball, and it's supporting your back, and your back can sort of burrow into it. Yes. Really, really collapse and sort of giving your weight over to the earth. Feeling the weight of things, the weight of your heart, the weight of the world. Whoa. Whoa. You maybe used to make that sound. Feeling that the earth, she can take that. She, whoa. Make sure your breath is allowed to move. Yes, and now very, very slowly from the root of your pubic bone, a tiny little flame licking your torso and coming up. Something is licking your lower abdomen, your belly, the middle of your torso, and as this happens, the spine is lengthening. It's very sensual. And it's not happening perfectly. I'm very, very certain of that. Don't worry, just playing, exploring. Feel your whole front, your whole front body. Usually quite defended. We hide behind our face. We live behind the torso, behind our shoulders, defended, protected. Feel that. Just become acquainted with all those habits of separation that's already so loving. Say thank you, body. Thank you for working so hard in this mad adventure of life. Now, maybe it's possible to feel your front, the front of your body open to the space in front. The space in front alive. It is alive. Just like a flower never would feel that the space beyond it is dead. It needs the nutrients of the air, of the oxygen, the water, the not just the earth, it's also the space. So perhaps just feel that you can't really, on a tactile level, know where your body ends and where the space begins. You really can't. It's a big yes. You might be feeling a no. No, it's not a big yes, Ellen. It's a big no. And stop talking like that. It's so difficult to feel. That's just perfect. Feel that arising. And then try again. Feeling that the space in front is welcoming and safe. And so that the whole front of your torso, your face, your neck, your shoulders, your chest, your belly, your pelvis, your arms, the whole thing and can sort of hug the space in front. Forget the border. And maybe feel your arms just opening, lifting away from your torso, exploring the space in front very gently. No eyes are not open, nobody's looking. Just feeling your arms lifting as if on cushions of air, and they're just touching the space. Your fingers are long, they're not collapsed. They're, well, how long are your fingers? You really don't know. And then maybe your arms open, right and left, just slowly opening. But don't do it. Perhaps feel just a sense of openness, opening to openness. Yes. And then let your arms, as soon as they become
Fatigue, just let them melt back down. Melting. It's like the melting is the offering of the body back to what? Back to God. Back to the mystery. Hello. I think that's really what's needed more and more in our lives. It's just this sort of such a basic thing. Hello. So, sounds a bit silly, but so profound. A real hello. A real welcoming. Maybe for a moment, just ponder the possibility that the helloing or the welcoming is right here, right now. It's you. It's that you right this moment that perceives the sound of this voice and the sensations of the body and the feelings and emotions. The welcoming is that which perceives all things that have a shape, a taste, a tactility, a smell, a touch. And that you, that welcoming that you are. Somehow doesn't have a shape because it doesn't have a border. It doesn't really have a taste because, in a way, it's all tastes. It doesn't have a sound because it's all sounds. You get my gist, my words are not adequate. We can't really approach this mystery, but we sort of do anyway, and that's beautiful. And in our gatherings, we do a bit, and as soon as we do a bit, I think it perhaps we could say that it responds. It's like the silence becomes more vibrant. More something or less something, I'm not sure. The stillness becomes something. Perhaps sometimes peace descends and permeates and hugs and touches. And then there's always the breath. The breath for me, I don't know if you share this feeling. It's very sacred. It's a, but say everything is sacred, but the breath is like a sacred threshold between the visible and the invisible. The in-breath, where does it come from? In the now, it's so mysterious. And what it carries, what it brings. And the out breath, the exhale. What it echoes, where it goes. Such a give and a take, such a loving exchange. Between creator and creation, I guess you could say. The breath sort of expressing that. Feeling our breath. Very sensual, very tactile. The in-breath, very gentle, no pushing. Wide open the nostrils, undefended belly. The out-breath, no pushing, if possible, but then if there's pushing, if there's pulling. Hello. The place at the bottom of the exhale, the turn. Just tasting, not knowing. Nobody breathing. Nobody living, just life. And of course, you know, the breather, the person who lives, who wants to live, who wants to direct her life. She appears here, of course she does. Hello. But then back to the meditation. Just the breath. Nobody doing it. Yeah, don't do anything now and make sure your bodies are really comfortable. I want to play a piece of music to end the meditation. So maybe just, I don't know, lying down or moving to the music, or to whatever. But just feeling perhaps that the music is arising in the very same place as the breath, as the bodily sensations or thoughts. It's appearing in a wide open perceiving space, and that is you.